Well, I'm going to mark this down as the easiest prediction I ever made. Predicting that the ceasefire would fall apart. And as you know, Monday, Trump announced a ceasefire and he said, it's done. The war's over. We're going to have world peace. He thanked Iran. He thanked Israel. He said, you know, God bless them all. And everything's going to be great. And then we saw all the Trump cultists online just jumping up and down with their tongues out of their mouths and their eyes like cross-eyed, just jumping up and down with joy. See, Trump's the greatest president ever. We have world peace. And some people were saying this was going to be peace for 1,000 years. And Trump told, I think it was NBC News, he said that this peace deal will last forever, which is, of course, longer than 1,000 years. And then Monday night, I was posting that I don't think this will last 1,000 hours because I know that Israel can't be trusted to keep their word on anything. And there hasn't been a ceasefire that Israel didn't violate. And on top of that, Israel and the USA, they use these ceasefires or attempted ceasefires simply as a war tactic to deceive their opponents so they can launch another surprise attack. So on top of that, Iran never even signed on to any ceasefire. There was no document. There were no terms. There was no duration. Nothing of the kind even existed. So we now have Trump on the record, quoted by Reuters, saying that both Israel and Iran violated the ceasefire. Well, yeah, of course. So again, didn't last 1,000 years, didn't last 1,000 days. It lasted a few hours at most. Exactly as I said it would. Like I said, this is the easiest prediction ever. And it leads me to my important MAGA definitions here. So MAGA, let's talk about MAGA, MAGA-tards, and MAGA-turds. So MAGA are people who put America first, genuinely put America first, not Israel first, not war first, but America, all the problems we have at home, the wide open border still, you know, the fact that the Epstein files haven't been released, the fact that the people in the Biden administration, the traitors, haven't been arrested, the fact that the vaccines still contain mRNA, they're still killing children every single day, etc., on and on. The fact that the traitors who rigged the election in 2020 still haven't been arrested. So that's MAGA. That's real MAGA. And I would consider myself an intelligent supporter of the themes of MAGA. I put America first. Then there are MAGA-tards. Now, MAGA-tards are people who are blindly obedient to whatever Trump and his Zionist cabal orders them to say or think or do. So these are the mindless herd of people who might wear a red hat, might call themselves MAGA, but they're just NPCs who are incapable of critical thinking. They just blindly follow whatever they're told to do. And there's, of course, a pretty large contingent of that, which really mirrors the authoritarian left. You know, I mean, just the blind obedience of leftists is reflected on the right. And you see this with Christian Zionists, too, just totally blind, like boomer obedience to thinking that, you know, God will protect Israel, that Israelis are God's chosen people and we have to support them. We have to sacrifice for them, etc. Just utter mindless nonsense. So those are MAGA-tards. And then there are MAGA-turds. And the MAGA-turds are the arrogant, smug MAGA people who on Monday evening were just hammering everybody and claiming, see, Trump got us peace. Trump is the greatest ever. We're going to have peace for 1,000 years. We're going to have world peace. And all you doubters, you're not MAGA. And you're not welcome at the White House anymore, like Laura Loomer was saying, that you people won't be welcome at the White House, as if that's the most important thing in her life or something. It's just completely insane. I mean, I was invited to go to the White House, and I said no. I have no desire to go to the White House. I'm far more interested in doing what I do in Texas. But anyway, so MAGA turds are the worst of the worst. They are the arrogant authoritarians. They are the ones who look down at you with scorn and say, how dare you ask any questions about Trump's plan? How dare you not trust Trump's plan? How dare you not believe that Trump's attack destroyed all the nuclear facilities in Iran? Even though, of course, it didn't. And it was just war theater, as you and I already know. That's also been completely confirmed by Trump. I mean, Trump openly said now that he was working with Iran and he thanks them and they all cooperated. And you know what's actually funny about all this? What Trump has learned and what America has seen is that you can reason with Iran. You can't reason with Israel. In other words, the Iranian regime, which is described by the West as like a bunch of religious fanatics, sandal wearing, AK-47 toting goat herders or whatever the cliches are from the West, that regime is more reasonable and rational than Israel. Think about that. And now Trump is expressing great frustration with Israel, finally. And now we're seeing large calls across the conservative base for Trump to cut all ties with Israel. And that's a really positive thing. And maybe Trump will consider that. I don't think he will cut ties with Israel, but he should. It's very clear that he should. If Trump were, I think, strategically smart, he would use this moment to say, well, we tried everything. We bombed Iran. We bombed them to smithereens. We did exactly what Israel wanted. We fought Israel's bombing campaign on its behalf. And then we asked Israel to abide by a ceasefire, and they didn't. And we're done. We're done with this. We're out of here. Trump should halt all financial support of Israel, should halt all military support of Israel. Let Israel fight its own wars. Let Israel bleed for itself instead of having Americans bleed for Israel. If Israel wants blood, they need to stop using everybody else's blood. They need to step up to the plate and fight their own wars, which, of course, they can't do. And that's really why this so-called ceasefire came about, because Netanyahu was begging Trump to find a way to stop Iran from launching more missiles, because Israel was being decimated. Parts of Tel Aviv have been turned into rubble. Israel's basic infrastructure was being destroyed. And the entire myth that Israel has supremacy, and it's laughable that a few days ago Trump was calling for Iran to offer an unconditional surrender. Or else, you know. But Israel was the one begging for Trump to do something to stop the missiles. So it was Netanyahu that wanted the ceasefire, not Iran. Iran didn't need any ceasefire. Israel demanded it, and Trump thought he had negotiated it on behalf of Israel, but of course Israel was the first to violate it, which just goes right back to the same point I mentioned earlier, that hopefully Trump is learning you can't reason with Israel. You can't reason with sociopaths. It's actually a pointless exercise. It's like trying to teach a pigeon to play chess. What do they say? You waste your time and annoy the pigeon. In this case, you try to teach Israel to act in some kind of dignified way, to do what they say they're going to do. You're just wasting your time. You're wasting your time and you're annoying the IDF, because they're going to bomb no matter what. They don't care. They've never had to abide by any agreement ever before in their history. Why would they start now? And I knew this from the very first moment that this was announced. I knew that there was something wrong with it. In fact, Candace Owens retweeted one of my tweets where I said that this ceasefire has the whiff of deception. And I was linking to a story, a news story, where Netanyahu had ordered his cabinet to never speak of the ceasefire. No one can talk about any ceasefire. You know why? Because Netanyahu never had any intent, you know, to honor the ceasefire. Ceasefires don't mean anything to Israel. Just like human lives don't mean anything to Israel, unless it's their own lives. Yeah, that then they think they're supreme and they have the right to murder everybody else. But they don't put any value in anybody else's lives. And that's become abundantly apparent. And so where are we now? Where are we now that the ceasefire has already been shattered? Didn't even last 100 minutes. Where are we now? Well, Iran is far better off than they were before all of this. Iran has the entire world on its side, other than the UK and the US. The whole world sees Iran as the victims here. And Russia has said so. China has said so. Big statements by Russia and China and other countries, including France and India, etc. Many different statements. Iran is now going to be able to clearly justify to the international community that it needs nuclear weapons. Have no illusions. Iran is going to acquire nuclear weapons from this point. That's what they will be doing during whatever cessation of hostilities might be accomplished on or off. Every chance they get, they're going to be acquiring nuclear weapons. And they're going to restart their nuclear weapons program. This is coming, just watch. They're going to kick the IAEA out, all those inspectors that betrayed Iran and handed over all the intelligence on the Iranian scientists. They handed it over to Israel, and that's what Israel used to assassinate the scientists and threaten their families and even kill their families in some cases. So the IAEA is done in Iran. Iran will become a nuclear state, which is exactly the opposite of what Trump and Israel claimed they wanted to achieve. So Iran has pulled ahead by far in terms of international diplomacy and international support, with countries like Russia saying that, you know, friendly countries will give Iran nuclear weapons at this point. On top of that, Israel, the whole mythology of Israel being able to defend itself has been completely shattered. Israel FAFO'd. They effed around and they found out. And the world found out that Israel's Iron Dome is just another illusion, like the ceasefire. It only exists in people's imagination. There is no Iron Dome. There's no dome. It's not made of iron. Doesn't work. Iran was able to get missiles through at a very high pace, repeatedly, consistently, day after day. And if Iran decides to restart that effort, Israel's toast. Israel cannot survive if it's under that kind of fire for a sustained period of time. And I'm actually surprised that Iran even agreed to stop, you know, the missiles. Maybe it's only for a short time. Probably. We'll see. But Israel is losing its population. Millions of people are fleeing the country. And the infrastructure is being destroyed. Even water desalination plants are at risk because they use a lot of power, and power stations are getting struck by missiles. There's a lot of this going on. So the myth of Israel has been shattered. And it's that myth that Israel is untouchable, that Israel can attack anybody at once and nobody can do anything back to Israel. The fact that that has been shattered means that Israel's days in the region are numbered. Israel no longer has the credible capability to threaten other nations without consequences. And even right now, Israel just announced, or at least one of its military leaders announced that, okay, we're not going to shoot missiles at Iran right now, so we're going to focus on going back to bombing Gaza, which is why this whole thing started. So, you know, Israel's like, well, since Trump doesn't want us to bomb Iran, let's just go bomb women and children and let's commit genocide again. And the whole world is watching this and seeing how incredibly evil and demonic the Israeli regime and its supporters have become. Nobody in the world with any sense of rationality looks at Israel and thinks that they are the good guys. Nobody. More and more, the world is thanking Iran, even if they disagree with Iran's, you know, government or politics or religion, they're still thanking Iran for standing up to Israel. And before Iran, it was Yemen and the Houthis. They were actually the trailblazers in this. They put everything at risk to dare to bomb Israel, even when Iran wasn't bombing Israel. And before that, Hezbollah and Hamas fighting and dying on the front lines, much closer to Israel, and taking heavy, heavy losses. So the world watching this right now, this is very clear from statements from Russia and China and other countries, the world is watching this right now, and most of the world is thanking Iran. Again, even if they disagree with Iran's politics, and I'm not waving the Iranian flag, don't get me wrong, I'm waving the American flag and the Texas flag. I'm America first, baby. Or actually, I don't know, maybe I'm Texas first, but I'm America and Texas, let's say, overlaid onto each other first, okay? Because I identify as American and a Texan both, right? I am not a supporter of Iran's government. What I'm telling you, though, is most of the world sees Iran as the hero in this situation. And that's how crazy Israel is, that they've actually propped up Iran to heroic status on the world stage. Heroic status, and even Israel has made Iran look like the victims, which allows Iran a lot of political capital to get nuclear weapons, to do what it wants to do down the road, to be able to say no to weapons inspectors, to be able to say no to future negotiations, citing the fact that Trump and Israel used the negotiations against Iran as a deception to launch a surprise attack, and they murdered some of Iran's negotiators. So Iran actually has a much more clear political pathway for the near future. And it's also clear that Israel's probably not going to mess with Iran anymore. Israel is going to go back to bombing women and children, something that Israel has proven it can do very, very effectively, as long as nobody's fighting back. So Israel has been, collapsed to a nation that's just running around shooting women and children and doctors and calling it, God's mission or some nonsense like that. And it's pathetic looking. It's sociopathic. And the world sees Israel for what it is now, a satanic, demonic regime, an end times apocalyptic cult of child murdering lunatics. That's what Israel is. And its days are clearly numbered, and it only has itself to blame. So my last prediction in this is that you're going to see more escalation of conflict between Israel and Iran. It may happen within days, it may happen within weeks, it may happen within months, but this war is not over. Trump called it a 12-day war. It's already a 13-day war. So apparently war inflation is upon us. This is not over because none of the core issues have even been addressed or resolved. There's no reconciliation among the parties. Iran's not going to give up its uranium. And Israel's not going to give up its vision of greater Israel that requires the destruction of Iran and most of Iraq and Jordan and Egypt and Turkey and Lebanon, etc. And Israel's not going to agree to stop committing genocide in Gaza. Israel is going to pursue its own path of self-destruction no matter what. That's very clear. So, the world is waving Israel goodbye. You've done enough damage. You've killed and murdered and disappeared hundreds of thousands of children and adults in Gaza. The world has had enough of the murderous genocide and the satanic agendas of Israel. So that's where we are now. We'll see where this goes next, but hopefully Trump will just cut his losses and turn his attention to our domestic issues and tell Israel, we already did all we could. You're on your own. Good luck. And the next time Israel comes screaming to Trump, oh, save us, save us. We've got ourselves into another battle. We need your bombs. Trump needs to tell them, we had a ceasefire. You violated it. Don't come running to us now and saying you need us to bail you out. Bail yourself out. You've used up all the goodwill. We're done. That's what Trump needs to say while Mark Levin is screaming in the background. Ah! Mark Levin's the only guy who could inhale helium from a helium balloon, and then his voice would sound exactly the same as it normally does. He's just a warmonger. So be aware of all of this. Stay informed, stay prepared. Check out my website, rangerdeals.com, for all kinds of affiliate deals on preparedness and self-defense and emergency medicine. Lots of things there. And then also, we've got our food supply on special now at healthrangerstore.com/food supply. Or there's a special discount on a mix and match combo. You can mix and match different food buckets. They're all organic. They're all lab tested. They're all packed in rugged, heavy duty buckets with vacuum sealed packages or bricks inside. You can get that at healthrangerstore.com/clean food. All one word, clean food. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Pray for everybody. Pray for humanity. Take care. With so much uncertainty in the world, the food supply chain is getting hit hard. Food's going to become a lot more expensive as energy prices go up because of, you know, attacks on oil fields and the Strait of Hormuz and all of that that's going on. So we want to help you get prepared because I think we're entering an era of really something that escalates into World War III. And so we now have started labeling our food buckets. We have them labeled by the number of days that they cover. And during this current sale, which is happening here, June 24th through the 27th, if you mix and match, choose any six items from this list, you'll save an additional 8% off the prices here. We've got different varieties of mini buckets. We've got the 28-day food supply. That's 28 days for one person. It's a mega bucket kit of, in this case, organic, gluten-free, different varieties available. You can click on that for more. Or you can get a legumes lovers pack here. You can get longevity grains. You can get super seeds. These are special packs. You can click on any of those. Or, you know, here we have our organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. Here's our wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no added salt, etc. Here's our Ranger bucket set. All of these are available now, and you can clearly see how many days they cover, and that's calculated at 2250 calories per day. That's 2,250 per day for one person. So mix and match those and you'll save an additional 8%. That's June 24th through the 27th. That's available now. We can help you get this food. We have it in stock. It's ready to ship from Central Texas. Right now, we can get it into your hands over the next few days. Take advantage of the sale price. Again, mix and match any six from this page. And yeah, here's some on my desk too to show you what they look like in person. Mix and match any of these to save an additional 8%, and I can assure you this food will never be this price again because of, you know, the devaluation of the dollar, the supply chain disruptions, the increasing cost of energy and transportation, etc. So take advantage of this now, and thank you for your support.